Blog Talk Radio. Blessings and welcome to the Leopard Carpet. Tonight, my special guest is Miss Coley Williams. What an amazing, amazing voice she has. But I have to tell you, I can vouch that she's a beautiful, beautiful soul. I had her on my show. Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while. And I enjoyed her so much. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. We worked it through, and she stuck it out with me and had an amazing time. But tonight, we shouldn't have any glitches, and I look forward to introducing her to those that have not heard her before and, you know, reintroducing her to those that have experienced her on Flava News Radio. So welcome to the Leopard Carpet, Coley.
Hey, how are you?
Girl, I'm so excited about having you on the show tonight. You know, I've been sitting back just watching and just, you know, sometimes, Coley, I feel like this proud mama. You know, I sit back and I watch and I say, you know what, she's just doing some good things. Not that I birthed you or anything like that, you know, but just, you know, being able to sit back and say, you know, she's really doing some things. And I'm just thrilled to have had this opportunity to play you on my show. But I have to thank you so much for the CD, you know, because, you know, I love playing the three little tracks that I had and everything. And, of course, you know, All You Need is one of the tracks that I've been playing for a little bit. But when I got the CD, I'm kind of old school, Coley. I like that hard copy. I like to just feel it. I like to look at it. And it just kind of makes me special. But you've got some amazing music on your CD, Light Up the Darkness.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I had such a great time last time, and I was really excited and am excited about coming on again. And I don't want to rush you in any way, but I have a show that I'm doing this evening. So I'm only probably going to be able to stay for about 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
Okay.
And I hate to have to do that because And that's why I didn't even say anything to you ahead of time, because I was hoping I could work it out, but it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to.
Well, you know what? I mean, whatever works for you is fine. You know, I'm easy, you know, so, you know, you just let me know when you need to go, and,
that's fine.
Okay. No worries about that. Well, I guess I should, you know, then jump right in, huh? And we'll just kind of get into the meat of the stuff.
Because last time we were just chilling.
I know. It's like, okay, could you just come to Seattle and just hang out with me? Can we just have coffee? I know. Okay, we'll be a little bit more business this time. But, you know, I have been watching, and I've been so excited for you to see the things that you have been able to get involved in, you know, in and with, you know, since you were last on the show. But if I could just kind of briefly go over, and hopefully my old mind memory, you know, holds correct, I want to say that you kind of got involved in finding your voice when you were in junior high.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, so, and then it just kind of was, it blossomed and went on to you actually go into one of those great music art school out there in New York, where then you really kind of got involved. And then from there, you just kind of blossomed, and you really got involved in stage performance and musicals, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it kind of just brought you out to the Washington, D.C. area through the desire of pursuing that career.
Yeah, I was doing theater at first.
Okay.
Pretty much
theater.
Extensively,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I mean, I always wonder, you know, where it comes from, where this creative souls are birthed. You know, is it something, you know, that you knew very young? I mean, okay, junior high, that's pretty young. But even younger than that, Coley, did you know that, did you just run around singing and, you know, being animated and theatrical? Or, you know, how did this, like, really kind of start for you?
I was actually a very shy little girl. I hear a lot of artists actually say that. I was very shy, not with my family, but I wasn't one to just go and just sing anywhere. My family tried to get me to do that, and I would always like to talent shows or if there was any opportunity to sing somewhere. I remember my mother saying, go sing. And and I would say, no. My grandmother would always push us to sing in like front of her friends, and I would, but But I tended to be very shy. But I always felt different, like I was thinking about things, like, harder than other people. Not that other or questioning things and looking at things, I guess, from maybe an artist, maybe how artists would look at things or
okay.
how, you know, and you don't have to, I mean, writers are artists, poets are artists, and we ask
sure.
questions and we're very curious. So I was always a very curious child, and that way I felt a little different, and I felt very sensitive to other people's needs and what was going on with other people, and I would watch people and their emotions. And to this day, I feel like I can sort of, I'll know sometimes when something is bothering someone that I've been around for a while, just from a look, because I've watched
okay.
them. You know,
sure.
I've really paid attention
okay.
to the way they operate. And so in that way, I always felt, like, different. And I think that carries into, you know, writing music and even singing a song, just being sensitive to people's feelings and emotion and how people come to, you know, a feeling about something and you know, writing poetry and acting especially. That is very, very important
okay.
to really pay attention to all of that.
Okay. So when you came out to, you know, to the D.C. area and pursued the career as, in theater and all of that, was it when you first stepped on stage as a young person to stepping on stage, you know, as a professional in D.C., was it the same type of thrill? Was it, you know, what did that feel like for you?
When I started doing it more professionally, I was, let's see, compared to when I was young. Well, when I was doing theater, it was, there's a security in theater, I think. I mean, it's still, as when you're first doing it, you know, a little
okay.
scary, but you're always in an ensemble, usually, unless you're doing a one-woman show. I mean,
okay.
so you're working with other people. So there's that security of knowing, okay, I'm not in this by myself. You know, I'm in this show with other people. But when you're stepping out by yourself, definitely there's a difference in that you are, and I try to take the approach, and I always tell the musicians that I'm working with, I come from theater, so when I'm stepping on the stage with you, I'm not feeling like we're individuals here. I'm feeling like we're all working together. And if I miss something, then I want you to cover me. And if you miss something,
okay.
I'll cover you, because, you know, I'm taking that perspective. But it is very
okay.
different, because theater, you're in an ensemble. And with music,
okay.
it's not always that approach, even though it should
That's
be.
Okay. And I was just kind of thinking about it, because I have a grandson who just turned 9. He's in third grade. And he gets so excited when they do these little class plays, you know, and I pick him up from school and he's just like, Grandma, we practiced, you know, and I'm just so excited and I'm nervous and sometimes I just kind of wonder, you know, that there's such a thrill as a child when you do something so simple like that. And then you grow up and you decide to get into the industry, you know, where you're performing in front of people. And, you know, is there a difference between that excitement and that anxiety or whatever as a child to, you know, what that might feel like as an adult? So I was just like, well, and another reason that I kind of brought that up is because I don't know if you are still teaching, but I know that you went to school. Also, not only for the arts, but also education, and that the last we talked, you were a school teacher.
Yeah, I'm still teaching. I still have not stopped. And, you know, I really, really love it. I mean, it's a part of who I am.
Okay.
I would eventually like to, you know, just do my music full time, but I'll always be attached to children and education and because I've been doing it for so long. And you know what? One of the things, since we're talking about children or, you know, when I was a child, one of the things when I was young, when people would ask me, what do you want to do when you grow up? I would always say, help people. And I didn't quite know how I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that would always be my answer. And I feel like in everything that I do, that's what I want to do. So if I'm singing, writing music, performing, I want that to be a vehicle to help people, as well as if I'm actually in the classroom teaching, or if I'm
sure.
I'm just bringing awareness to different things going on. That's really what I feel my purpose is.
I think it's a beautiful thing because, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot is, you know, how powerful art can be. And I really, really believe that artists themselves can affect such tremendous change, or how we think and how we feel. And I think that your art definitely does that. Now that I've had the opportunity to experience the whole album,
yeah.
Girl, you are much more diverse than I even knew.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and it was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful surprise. You know, I thought, oh, gosh, I was cheated. You know, but what a wonderful gift, you know, to receive the CD and then to just really sit here and listen to it. I'm like, you are much more amazing than I thought. And I hope that doesn't sound, you know, offensive or anything, but it was like,
No, not at all.
It is beautiful, and I definitely would put my name on this CD and recommend it to anybody because it kind of takes you in different directions. It gives, there's a sense of pride, there's a sense of love, you know, opening up with, you know, all you need. It's like, as I was even listening to it tonight, it was like, you know what, at my old age, I was picturing slow dancing, you know. Do you know how long it's been since I've slow danced, Coley? So,
and that's what it, and that's exactly what, that's where we wanted it to go. That's what it reminds me of as we were writing it. When I say we, it's Kwani Ali. He co-wrote most of the songs with me, and he produced it.
Okay.
But that's what we were thinking of, a slow dance. That's
right.
Exactly what that song is about. And,
right.
And you know, people don't, you're right, well, you're saying you don't slow dance anymore. I think if you go to a club or, you know, wherever folks, unless you go to a house party, you're not going to see people slow dancing anymore. People just don't
right.
do it. And you know, at least in, you know, those type of venues. And so
right.
that's, you know, I remember that. And I remember doing that. We used to run home, and this is exactly what this song reminds me of. We used to run home when I was in junior high, when we still had records.
Yeah.
And we would run home. We would talk about it in school. That, you know, we pick somebody's house, we're going to run home, we're going to have our little party gathering. I guess it was like our little listening parties. Everybody would bring their 45s. We would listen to them, and we would dance. We would do, you know, the latest dances. We would slow dance towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But by 5 o'clock, we knew that we would have to get out of whoever's house we chose because
right.
our parents were coming home, and if we got caught, we would have been in so much trouble. But we did that. We used to, like, hop to different people's
right.
houses and do that. And
okay.
it reminds me of that, and it was so innocent. I mean, we
right.
really got together because we loved the music, we loved to dance, and we liked each other, too. But it wasn't
right.
any of that extra stuff going on.
Yeah.
There was an innocence there, and that's what that song, you know, takes me to and reminds me of. So I really
right.
appreciate that you got that. That's really cool.
Oh, no. Yeah, it I totally get that. And I would love to see, honestly, music come back there. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I think that music like that can take you back to the, you know, okay, I'm dating myself, even though I'm not really that terribly old. But, you know, I was going to say back to the days of courting,
mm-hmm.
you know, when people really dated, you know, and,
yeah.
and the young man picked the young lady up at the door, you know,
mm-hmm.
now you
mm-hmm.
don't even want somebody to know where you live, right? So you
right,
meet
right.
somewhere, right? You know. So it's not about the flowers anymore or whatever and meeting the parents or, you know, whatever. I mean, the dynamics of dating is so different. What does it even look like? But that particular piece, you know, I say is just, yeah, it made me think, you know, even at my age, like, it would be wonderful to have a gentleman tap me on my shoulder and say, would you like to dance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be okay. No,
right.
it would be, you know. So, anyway, I know that your time is limited. I do want to play this track. It's one that I fell in love with. I think it's extremely powerful and beautiful. I want to play Black Love by Coley
okay.
Williams. All right.
Okay.
My daddy told me he loved me. He told me I was the best.
Special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Miss Coley Williams. I love that song, Coley. To me, it's so powerful. It's so soulful and just, you know, a great, great message. And I think that songs like that can have such an impact on, you know, how you see yourself and how you feel about, you know, your family, your community, and relationships and all of that kind of encompassed in one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. You know, that means a lot to me because, in the song, you hear that I almost actually did not put that song on there. It was the last song that I wrote, and I wrote it based on some conversations I had with friends. I'm kind of influenced like that. That's how I kind of write. Like sometimes I'll hear people talking about something, or I'll be in a conversation with folks, and then I'll start writing stuff down. So I had been talking to some friends about some things, and then it was actually, I was just reading an article about it. It was the 2009 BET Awards, and I sat down and watched it. And I'm not a big award show person, but I sat down and watched it. And I was really appalled and just saddened. And, I mean, there were so many things. And the article I just read about it, it was, I can't remember his name, but it was right now. But it was a rapper who was singing a song on stage about that was very misogynistic, which I didn't even realize. But he had his little girls. I didn't realize how misogynistic it was at the time. But he had his little girls dancing on the stage with him, his daughter and some other little girls dancing on the stage. But that wasn't even the half of it for me. That was sort of at the end of the show. So many other things happened before I got to that point. Mm-hmm. And people were talking about that, like, the next day. But there were so many other things that happened that I just found, like, okay, this is supposed to be a show where we lift each other up, that's showing positive images, that show. And what is going on? I mean, I was really just so upset after that. And so I just started writing because I was just like, you know, this is after all the things that the Black community has been through in this country specifically, I really believe that love has gotten us through and thinking positively has been the thing that's gotten us through the rough times. And so, you know, I said, let me write about my family, what my experience was with my family, and then also make it broader and talk about the whole family, and that, you know, we can still, you know, make it through this, because I just felt like it was needed at the time. It was almost like a reaction to seeing that, because it was so upsetting to me. And it's interesting because there was a backlash, and I think they've tried to just be more cognizant of what they're presenting since then. Sure. And I usually don't mention the show. I do say it was a show that influenced me, but but at this point, so many people have talked about it, and I just read an article about it the other day, so I was like, well, I guess it doesn't matter, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, and to me, again, you know, it speaks on the fact of how you can, you know, create something beautiful like that, but so very, very powerful, you know, at the same time. I think that sometimes people are drawn in by the beat, the melodies or whatever, you know, and don't always pay attention to the words, you know, right away. But when you really pay attention to the words, it speaks volume, you know. And all of that. So, you know, I am watching the clock here for you, you know, again, you know, when you need to go, you know, just say the word and that's fine.
Okay.
But, you know, I know since the last time you were on the show and all of that, I mean, you've had just amazing reviews written, you know, you're charted, you know, over in the UK, you've been on television and all of these amazing things. What does that feel like to have those type of opportunities?
It feels amazing. I try not to focus on it too much.
Okay.
I really don't. I just try to just let it lift me, you know, and affirm me. You know, last night, because I perform at a place in D.C. called JoJo's, and last night there were several people there who had bought the CD. And they knew the songs, and they were asking me to sing different songs, and they were singing the words with me, and so all of that is just it's so affirming, and so I try to use those things just to keep me going, like to affirm me, but not to get all like, you know, caught up in it, because just as fast as you can get recognition for something, or that you can rise, things can happen, and it'll change, and so I try not to get caught up in that, and that's why I feel like it's important to have many different things that you do, different talents, so all your focus is on one thing, so that if something happens and that's not working for you anymore, you can do something else and you won't be, like, devastated.
Understood.
It's important to have balance, because I find that with a lot, I find with some artists, they focus, which is great, because when you focus on that one thing, you know, great things happen, but sometimes when you focus and you don't have anything else that you think you can do on the planet, when it doesn't, when your time, when the shine isn't on you anymore, then it's devastating. But the shine can always be on you if you have other things that interest you and that you love to do.
Okay.
So I just try not to get too caught up. I just use it to just fuel me to keep moving and to do other things.
And I would imagine once you start being recognized that way, it's like, okay, what's next? Like, okay, can I chart somewhere else? Or, I mean, I think that some artists could go into that mindset. You know, where could I chart? You know, or who else could, you know, review my album? Or, you know, what television show or what showcase can I get on to next? You know, or whatever. And I think there must be a tremendous pressure that one feels when you go that direction. So I definitely can appreciate what you're saying, but then that kind of comes into that holistic thing about Coley Williams.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Keon always teases me, my manager, who I adore, who's been so instrumental in getting me, you know, this far, because he really thinks big, you know, and not that I don't, but he definitely thinks bigger than I do, and it's great to have somebody on your team like that. But he's always like, you know, he'll tell me, you know, Coley, look at what's happening, look at this, look at that, and I'll say, okay, well, that's great. And he's like, what is wrong with you? He's like, you're just so, like, not moved. And it's not that I'm not. I'm so appreciative and so, you know, happy, and I just feel so blessed. But I've also worked really hard to get to this point. It's not like I was just sitting and singing somewhere and someone discovered me in the bathroom or something. You know what I'm saying? I have really worked hard. So it's like, okay, when you work this hard, then I do believe that things should start happening. If you work hard and you put yourself out there and you do what you're supposed to do, if that's what you're supposed to be doing, if that is your calling, then things should start happening.
I understand. You know what? Yeah. And I appreciate you keeping it real that way, because that's real talk. I understand. Mm-hmm. So what can we expect, you know, out of you in the near future and maybe some distant future in you as an artist?
I am working on some new stuff, new songs. Just got together actually with one of my musicians the other day and started working on some new stuff. So we'll go into the studio soon and probably put out some new singles. I'm going to keep doing theater. I think I had mentioned to you that I had some children I want to get out there. So I'm just going to keep creating, and you know, again, I perform every Wednesday here in D.C. live, and I have some another show coming up, and I'm almost positive it's March 30th, and it's with other artists. And I think it's very important to collaborate as much as you can with other artists and have a support network. So there is a sister here named Khadija Ali Coleman. I don't know if you've heard of Khadija, but she's a singer, she's a songwriter, she's a playwright. I've been in several of her plays. So she is putting on an event called, it's in honor of, oh my gosh, it's Women's History Month, but it's like Swan Day, and I hope I'm saying this right. And it's sort of a new thing that female artists are doing across the country and maybe around the world to just promote a female artist for Women's History Month. So we're getting together, and we're different artists that I've worked with and that she's worked with, and we're just going to perform on March 30th and, you know, just do our thing. So just trying to just get out here and perform live as much as possible and get some, you know, go on tour. And so I'm just keeping it moving.
Well, you know, I have this goal. You know, it's so silly and simple, right? But I have this goal of you know, getting to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Because I've got several connections out there that I would actually like to meet, you know, face-to-face, D.C. and the Baltimore area. And I thought, you know what, one of these Wednesdays I'm going to pop up at JoJo's,
oh my gosh.
You know, because I have to see this woman live do her thing. So, you know, I dream it. I'm putting it out to the universe. So one day, Lady Flava, you never know. I might walk through that door on a Wednesday, Miss Coley Williams. But I know that you've got to get going.
Yes.
So where
Thank
can
you.
People where can people find out more about you, and where can people purchase your amazing CD, Light Up the Darkness?
Okay, you can go to my website, coleywilliams.com, and the CD's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. You can go to the website and find out where I'm performing, and you see video clips and pictures, and just find out more about me. I'm on Twitter, Old Soul on Twitter, and on Facebook, there's a Fans of Coley Williams page as well. So that's pretty much all the ways you reach out and find
okay.
out more about me.
All right. Well, darling, have a great time at your show tonight. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. You know, even if it was brief, that's okay.
I appreciate you having me back, and I wanted to just, like, chill with you, but then this thing came up. And
no, I understand. No, I totally understand. But, you know, please keep me updated. I know between Hassan and Keon, they'll definitely keep me updated, you know, on what's going on with you. And, you know, I'm always here to support you, Coley. I think that you're absolutely phenomenal, not just as an artist, but I think you're just a beautiful woman. And I have great respect for you, you know,
and I enjoy.
Thank you. So I am waving my leopard pom-poms for you, my friend. And, you know,
you.
Have a great time tonight. I know you're just going to bless some souls tonight. And I'm going to close out the show with, you know, one of your pieces. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, baby.
Okay.
So my special guest on the leopard carpet is headed out to perform at a show tonight, and I'm thrilled to have had her on the show. I'm going to close out this time with a piece by her. This is called Everywhere I Go.
I like that. In your eyes, I have found.
My special guest was Coley Williams on the Leopard Carpet with me. She had a show that she had to go and do, so it was a brief visit, but I'm blessed to have had her take the time out of her schedule to come out and just give us an update of what's going on with her, for me to be able to share a few tracks with you, closing out today's show with her piece, Everywhere I Go. Please go check out Coley. You can find her at coleywilliams.com. You can Google her and find her on Facebook, on Twitter. Follow her. She's an amazing, amazing artist and somebody definitely to pay attention to. She has an amazing CD, and I'm not just saying that. I listen to this frequently. I love it. It's called Light Up the Darkness. It's available on iTunes and Amazon.com and all of that. So, you know, go check her out and follow her, befriend her, become a fan, and, you know, help spread the word. She's an amazing, amazing talent. Take care. God bless. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Leopard Carpet this evening.